Rapunzel. One morning, the prince saw the sorceress appear below the window and call up, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair!" At once, the prince knew how he, too, might enter the tower. The next evening, he stood under the window and called, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair!" Rapunzel's hair came billowing down. The king's son took hold of it and pulled himself up. "Heaven preserve me!" cried Rapunzel when the prince stepped through her window, for she had never set eyes on a man before. But he began to speak to her in such a friendly way that her fear was soon gone. "Your singing was so beautiful," the prince told her, "that I knew I must see your face, or my heart could have no peace." Rapunzel saw that he was young and handsome. In her own heart, she felt a happiness she had never known, and when the prince, grown bold, proposed to marry her then and there, she consented. They held a ceremony in the tower, and every evening after that, he returned. The sorceress, who came only by day, knew nothing of his visits. One day, when the sorceress entered the tower, Rapunzel said, "If you please, stepmother, help me with my dress. It is growing so tight around my waist, it doesn't want to fit me anymore." Instantly, the sorceress understood what Rapunzel did not. "Oh, you wicked child," she shrieked. "What do I hear you say? I thought I had kept you safe away from the whole world, but you have betrayed me." In a rage, she seized the braids and coils of Rapunzel's silky hair and sheared them off. Then she sent the miserable girl to a wild country to live alone, with no one to care for her. After some months in the wilderness, Rapunzel gave birth to 2 twins, a boy and a girl. Once the sorceress had cast Rapunzel out of the tower, she gathered the cut-off hair and fastened it to the window hook. That evening, when the prince called up, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair," she let the hair cascade down. The poor prince pulled himself up to the window, only to be confronted by the sorceress. Her eyes, wild with fury, "So you have come to fetch your dearest darling," she cried. "Well, you shall not see her again. Rapunzel is lost to you forever." Struck through with grief, the prince let go of the braids and he plummeted to the ground. Although the fall should have killed him, the prince lived, but his eyes were hurt. He could no longer see. Wretched and blind, he stumbled from place to place, eating nothing but roots and berries, thinking of nothing but the loss of his beloved wife. After a year of wandering in such misery, he came to the same wilderness, where Rapunzel was living with her children. There, one day, he heard a voice so dear to him that he rushed toward it. Rapunzel saw him and opened her arms to him, weeping. As Rapunzel embraced the prince, 2 of her tears fell into his eyes. Suddenly, his vision grew clear. Once again, the prince could see. He gazed at Rapunzel and their 2 beautiful children. He looked up at the hills beyond the rocky landscape and knew that he was not lost. The prince led his family out of the wilderness toward his kingdom, where they were received with great joy. There, they lived a long life, happy and content.